Hello, and a warm welcome to a Hot Pipe special with Steve Ashley, featuring electronics old and new. Klaus Wunderlich and Cherokee introduced this all-electronic show, which is becoming an annual event around the Christmas season. More of Klaus later. To open, here's Jumpin' Jackie Davis with a piece written by Johnny Mercer and Gene DePaul for the 1956 musical Little Abner, Jubilation T. Cornpone. Thank you. It's interesting to compare that version of Sidney Bechet's Petite Fleur by Brett Wales and the theatre organ version by Doreen Chadwick that I played in show 106. They're both excellent, of course, but employ very different approaches. That track was recorded in 1999. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to find what organ Brett was playing. Eddie Layton made a few recordings on theatre pipes, but his real forte was playing Hammond. This is Neil Hefti's 1958 composition, Little Darlin'. A couple of requests from listeners who have been patiently waiting much of the year for this show. The first is from Richard Zelak, who I believe hails from Illinois. Richard asked for one of my personal favourite Hammond players, Lenny D, and a track composed by the artist himself, which became his signature hit in 1955, Plantation Boogie. Thank you. second request comes from Alan Biggins in Barongaroo in Victoria, Australia, who has asked for one of Tony Fenelon's Atelier tracks. So, from Tony's collection CD, which he released in 1999, here's a rather stunning orchestral version of the intro to Act 1 of Verdi's La Traviata. Gerhard Greger was a Lithuanian organist who studied church organ in the Berlin State Academy, but he decided to become a cinema organist after his final examinations. He took up the position of resident artist on the 324 Welti in the NDR radio studios in Hamburg in 1930. Although the Welti was the largest that the company ever built, Gerhard also had the resources of two Hammonds, one of which could be played from the Welti console, and he produced many recordings utilising both pipes and electronics. This track, called City Ramble, was made by him around 1958 on what the album liner notes described as a strato organ. It is, in fact, a Hammond. ¶¶ One of the first artists I ever met was John Mann, who was introduced to me by the late Tony Moss, co-founder of the Cinema Organ Society. John, who is based in Brighton, still plays a full schedule of concerts all over the UK, both on theatre pipes and utilising his Eminent 2000. This recording of Victor Sylvester and Ernest Wilson's Golden Tango was released on his Some Enchanted Evening CD in 2012, on which he plays the Eminent, a Technics digital piano, and a Con 652.
Thank you.
Rodos by Night, written and played by Mr. Hammond, Klaus Wunderlich, on an album released in 1970. For those not familiar with Rodos, or Rhodes, it's a Greek island just off the coast of southern Turkey, which is now, unfortunately, infamous for rowdy young holidaymakers, mostly British. It was considered quite an exotic place to visit in the years before mass tourism. Next up, another request. Chris Anderson of Champaign, Illinois, included a track by the Howard Beaumont Trio on his wish list, and I'm most happy to oblige. From The Boys and the Bee CD released in 2008, with Howard playing a Hammond A100, the home version of the famous B3, here's a song that was composed by Nat Schrullkret and featured in the 1929 film of Showboat, The Lonesome Road. Thank you. over to Holland next for a track from Dutch organist Stef Meder, who was also very much at home on pipes. Now in his late 70s, his music is still featured on Dutch radio from time to time. In the 1980s and 90s, he owned a music store in Miramichi, a town in southern Holland. This is a typical European-style novelty called Candid Cuban, and incidentally, also a superb samba. In 1928, Mitchell Parrish wrote the words and Cliff Burwell the music to a song that has become a jazz standard, although the best-known versions are usually sung in ballad tempo. Dan Bellamy chose Sweet Lorraine for one of his jazz-style tracks on the Zurich Session CD, released in 2001. Thank you. Some of George Wright's earliest recordings were made on the Hammond in 1949 and 1950 by King Records, and yet not released until 1955 and 56, presumably cashing in on George's newfound popularity. The King discography mentions nothing about Sister Slocum and Woody Block, who are usually credited to this recording of I've Got Rings on My Fingers and Bells on My Toes, and indeed the album cover states George Wright on the Hammond organ.
Thank you.
Earl Grant, one of the 1950s generation of Hammond organists, with E.Y. Harburg and Arthur Schwartz's Then I'll Be Tired of You, released in 1961. Earl could also sing with a voice very reminiscent of Nat King Cole and was a favourite on the nightclub circuits in the USA. Earl made 30 albums for Decca until his untimely death at age 39 in a road accident in New Mexico in 1970. In the UK back in the 40s and 50s, Robin Richmond was to Hammond as Reginald Dixon was to Wurlitzer Pipes. Through many radio broadcasts, Robin became a household name on the Light programme, and from 1960 to 1967, he played for Huey Green's Double Your Money weekly quiz show on independent television. This is a track from The Hammond Organist Entertains, released by Castle Communications in 1998, which comprised items recorded in the late 1950s. Here's Some Like It Hot, which was originally featured in the 1939 film of the same name. Played roller rink music on Hot Pipes on many occasions, but not so far on an electronic. This is Don Swiderski on a Model B something Hammond at the Spotlight 66 roller rink in LaGrange, Illinois in 1958, playing George and Ira Gershwin's Oh Lady, Be Good. Thank you. As I've mentioned before on these shows, one of the delights in compiling these selections is the discovery of the recordings of artists such as Eddie Dunstetter. I'm a great fan of his work on pipes, but it disappoints me to tell you that I only have three of his tracks on electronics. One of them is this delightfully relaxed and rather short recording of Stompin' at the Savoy, made for Capitol in 1960. I also make no bones about being an admirer of the work of Bob Ralston, with whom my wife Pauline sung in one of his home concert series in 1994. Bob's arranging skills are quite amazing, having been well honed by his work with the Freddie Martin and Lawrence Welk orchestras. Here's a track that Bob recorded on his home Yamaha Electone in 2007, composed by Theodore Dubois in 1889. This is the Sortie Toccata. I couldn't finish this special show without one track from The Three Sons, which was a concept produced by Al Nevins, employing musicians to produce each album rather than a fixed group. That was Sleepwalk, originally a hit for the Farina brothers, Santo and Johnny, who also composed the piece along with Anne Farina. Cover versions were recorded by Chet Atkins, The Ventures and The Shadows, among others. To play out today, here's the First Lady of Hammond, Ethel Smith, with Steamboat Rag, recorded in 1951. Pipes returns to its normal format on January the 8th, when I'll be presenting show 122 on the current fortnightly schedule. I'll be trying to tempt new radio stations to air either the half hour or the full 1 hour edition. If you know of any suitable eclectic stations in your area, please do get in touch with me. In the meantime, a most happy new year to all from me, Steve Ashley. Bye bye for now.